You know, it says no man after the flesh, because the Lord legally does not know us after the flesh. We see sometimes ourselves out of the flesh, but he doesn't, because legally he's buried the old man. So he doesn't see the old man, because even though he might exist, the only time that he ever deals with the old man, if he rises up and it's brought to him, he'll execute judgment against the old man, put him back down, because legally he does not acknowledge the old man. We do, but he doesn't. Only when the issues arise does he execute the sort of judgment and cut it down. All he sees is the new man. And you have to distinguish those two parts, because we are intertwined in both. And we have to get more to set our eyes on the new man and forge our identity there. Amen. And put down the old. Go to Romans 8 real quick. He's dividing asunder new and old. And he divides asunder spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. You have to do that too. If you don't deintegrate those parts of you and see, then what happens is you'll wear the old in the identity of the new. And that's where it gets convoluted. That's when you're wearing things you're not supposed to wear. Amen. And so what I want to talk about today is a lifestyle of continuous faith in putting down the old and the resurrection of the new. This is all done in prayer before the ministration of our high priest, and we have to practice this. It does not come if you don't practice it. You can literally, by faith, come into agreement with both his death and resurrection, and you can put the old down and the new. And literally, the old doesn't have near as much power as you think it does when you start presenting it every day. Amen? There's no greater scripture that probably says all of this. And then these two here in Romans 8, verse 10, it says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. See the distinction, how God sees the body, the flesh? He sees it dead. He declared it dead. He positioned it dead. He positioned it in his death. Legally, that's where it is. Legally, your faith can execute that position. That position will not be executed if you don't apply faith to it. It can actually, the law of sin and death can rise up in your flesh, but legally it does not have the authority. The day you get that revelation and you start agreeing with the revelation that what he has said, that legally you do not have the power. It doesn't matter whether it's sins of the flesh, where it's sins of the soul, fear. It doesn't matter what it is you're dealing with. Whether it's anger or unbelief, fears, everything is flesh. Amen. It's not spirit, it's flesh. It's not the new man, it's the old man. So legally it's dead. But the spirit is life. The two great positions. This is the way God sees you. A living sacrifice. One part of you is dead, one part's alive. He fellowships with the part that's alive. Amen? If the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. You know what he's saying? He raised Christ from the dead. He got a glorified body. He won't fully give you a glorified body, a permanent one, but he'll quicken you with glorification. He'll quicken you with resurrection. I experienced that yesterday. It was phenomenal. I experienced the quickening because I've been starting to apply my faith to it. When I'm there, we put it down, but you don't have to just leave it down. It comes out. Amen. It comes out of the lava rocks. Praise God. We put it in the lava rocks, then it comes out of the lava rocks. And he quickens it now with life. Your body is such a unique creation because he broke the law of sin and death from it. He severed the cords of sin and death from your body. Even though sin and death may be ruling or operating, he broke it legally. Your body, with faith, you can break that in agreement. We'll do it today. We'll move into the lava rocks. But then when you come out, you want to also present your body and your faith. This is huge. You want to present it and start presenting it. Present it for quickening. Amen. Develop the faith for quickening is what I'm trying to say. The quickening. I'm in that developing the faith for him to quicken the body. There's three phases we talked about at Sunday. There's the washing of the water of the word. There's the quickening. And then there's the one that we all want. And that's the transfiguration glory, where the Bible says his face shine like the sun. The glory, the resurrection, glorification, life got so up into his body, it calls his countenance to shine as the sun, which will happen to us when we get to heaven. We'll have that kind of life flowing with a glorified body, but our body now can receive that. And you got to see that. That is a huge compass he set for us that we can actually receive transfiguration glory. How many of you want to get transfigured and lit up like the glory of God, where his glory will shine through your countenance? Manifest glory of God, I'll get upon your countenance. That's the ultimate, amen? That's what he's reserved for us. And that's what we're doing in the applying of faith every day to start moving towards that kind of faith, amen? Because if he can have it, we can have it, amen? Quickening, here's what happens. He said, he goes, listen, when you put it down, you need to start developing the quickening, because the quickening keeps it out of the body. The quickening of life, glorification, keeps the desires of the old out. It keeps the desires of the flesh out. It keeps the desires of the world. So your body doesn't desire and your soul doesn't desire the old. Amen. When you get quickened, you won't desire the old. If you just die, you can put it down, but you need the quickening. So he quickeneth our mortal bodies, says, quickeneth our mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth. So he washeth us with pure water. That's the river of life, clear as crystal. I do that at the throne of grace. The quickening of the mortal body, I do at the tree of life. It's whatever works for you. You know, that's really where he took it. He took it in the belly of hell. So he took everything down there. He went down to the lava rocks. He went down into the fires where he took everything down there. That's legally where he put it all. Amen. And then he was raised. And as the Father raised him, he raised us. Our spirit raised all the way into the third heaven. Our bodies here, law of sin is broken, but it has the capacity, watch this, third heaven glory. Our body has the capacity for third heaven glory. Say, my body has the capacity to receive third heaven glory, resurrection life, glorification, transfiguration. But see, you have to have a vision for it. Everything's about compass and vision. You got to let the word set the compass. If we don't have a compass, can't have it. Most denominations are not spirit-filled, are not presenting their bodies for third heaven glory. I can pretty much assure you of that. But you won't ever be taught that, because that's not their compass. You see what I mean? Everything's about compass. You'll be a sum product of the compass. That's why you constantly, I tell people all the time, I know where those teachings came from. They came from the seven spirits of God. You constantly have to keep that compass rolling, because the enemy's constantly trying to set that compass back to his system. He's trying to get your frequency tuned back into his system. He's constant. He's all the time. He never stops. Don't ever think you're going to arrive to any place he's going to ever stop. But what's so amazing, it doesn't matter how you feel. When you get your faith primed, most mornings I don't wake up just jolly. And it's like, I'm not one of those morning people that just wake up and say, oh, hallelujah. Mostly I'm dragging myself out of the bed, and it doesn't matter how I feel going in. The hardest part is just getting there. But as soon as I get there and I get the engine rolling, as soon as I start moving into the temple, everything starts shifting. It is so amazing to me. You can go from that state of being all the way into fullness of glory every single time almost. And I've done it so much, I don't even pay attention to my feelings going in. I don't care what's on me. I don't care what the enemy's doing. I don't care. I can turn it. I know he can turn it if I can get to him. Amen. You get that kind of faith, you'll enjoy life. Because if you don't, you're going to wear that morning all day long. If you don't shift it, you're going to wear that all day long. And if you get enough accumulated stuff like that, you just wear it, unfamiliarity. And you wear things you're not designed to. And when you're wearing the heaviness and you're wearing the yokes, it's not a breeding ground for faith. It's not a breeding ground for promotion. So what happens, it's more of a breeding ground for the world. And what happens, the enemy starts shifting the frequency. I'm not talking about going running back to the world, but he'll shift your frequency back to what you're familiar with. And when he does that, you're back clothed in the old stuff again, and you're not supposed to be. See how that works? So you have to be able to move in there and get that frequency realigned. Amen? God's constantly realigning the frequency. Realign. We all need a realignment. Amen? But once you realign, you're good. You're golden. You're moving. Amen? Praise the Lord forever.